Well, we're on the telephone with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey. Bill, a big announcement yesterday by state officials, the rollout of the new nutrient reduction strategy that has been worked on here for several years by the state of Iowa. So talk about just in general a little background on this and where this developed from.
You know, it came out of discussions that we've been having with farmers as well as regulators and even some of our friends down in the Gulf and Gulf of Mexico, concerns about hypoxia and just water quality even within the state, nitrogen and phosphorus in our rivers, lakes, and streams in Iowa, and a desire to do a better job, not believing that that's going to get done by regulatory approach, but by figuring out what farmers can do and all their different farm ground and different tillage methods and different cropping patterns. So we sat down with the Iowa State folks and said, can you come up with a research, a review of all the different science that's been done of what the different impacts of these technologies are, whether it's biofilters or cover crops or different tillage practices, and what the impact would be on nitrogen and phosphorus leaving our farms, and then come up with how we would expect those could get adopted. Let's figure out how much of an impact they could have if we adopted a lot of those. And we thought that might be a short-term kind of process. It took a long time to be able to sort through all that, understand what is actually being done out there now, what could be done. And so it evolved into this paper. It's almost 200 pages, but it's a lot of great research on what can be done, how it could be adopted in different places, what our expectations would be of reductions of nitrogen and phosphorus coming off the 23 million acres of crop ground and 30-plus million acres of farmland.
Bill, as I understand it, you're really not mandating anything in this report. These are voluntary programs.
They are. We believe that there is no one solution. There's no snap of the finger solution here that fixes all this. We still have a lot to learn in this process, but we also have a lot more that we can do than what we're doing now. And as we talk to farmers, they say, help me understand what would work in my farm and my crop rotation and how much difference that would make. And that's what they were looking for. And so as we put this together, this is voluntary. It's science-based. It's about finding solutions. It's not a regulatory document. It's not designed to be that way either now or in the future. It's designed to continue to change as we learn more about how these practices work. We get more research. We actually do some monitoring out there. But it's also designed to put these on the ground. We call it an aggressive voluntary approach. We want to increase the number of these good practices on farms out there, but we're not mandating it. We're trying to find ways that make sure that farmers want to be able to adopt these, keep some of their own nitrogen and soil erosion down. We think there's a great opportunity to do a lot more, but we believe that's done best in a voluntary science-based way.
What are your goals as far as reduction percentages are concerned for this, and what kind of timeline on it?
Well, the kind of premise here was based off of some of the targets within the hypoxia zone and the hypoxia task force that we've been a part of. So as examples, we say, let's look at a 45% reduction. That's what the hypoxia task force calls for. Let's figure out what it would take to do that. Now, we're not saying that a 25% reduction isn't sufficient, but we wanted to say, is it possible to get to some of those numbers? What would it take? There are those outside of agriculture and the regulatory community that think that they can just change the application of nitrogen onto our crop ground, and then suddenly that changes everything. Well, the research shows here it's not an easy thing to get to larger numbers of reductions. And it's going to take combinations of practices to get there, and certainly combinations across different regions of Iowa, some of which have tile lines, and some of which are much more sloping or different cropping systems. So that target, the kind of a background target in there is that 45% reduction, but that's really just used as a way to show what would it take to get there. We show some scenarios of that.
And is there any kind of a timeline to get there?
We don't. Some of these practices are practices that could go on right away. Maybe a nitrogen inhibitor, maybe changing timing of nitrogen applications or cover crops. Some of the solutions here are ones that are going to take years to put into place. It's a nutrient reduction wetland. We have about 60 of those out there. We've been adding maybe 5 to 10 of those a year. Ideally, if we were to put them all in the places that we know that or that we believe that they could go and do everything that we can, it actually takes thousands. So we're a long ways away from being able to put those all in place. And it's going to be combinations. So we don't have a strict timeline here. Again, it's not a regulatory document, but it is something that is there to encourage all this to move faster than what we've done before.
Now, as I understand it, the state has had nutrient reduction plans in the past and really haven't had a lot of success. Why is this one different? Why do you think this one will work?
Well, I think, first of all, it's very science-based. Often, and we see this in other states right now as well, often those plans are where a group of regulators sit down and talk about what'd be nice, and you don't necessarily even know if it'd work, and you certainly haven't done the analysis to see if it worked for those trying to put it on the ground. This is much more aggressive in looking at the science and saying, how would we use cover crops? Where would we use them? What can be expected in each of these areas that we're talking about? Secondly, as we've gone through this process, we've worked a lot at trying to figure out how would we get increased adoption. And over the next 3 or 4 months here, Iowa State University has about 500 extension meetings that they'll have exposed to actually tens of thousands of farmers. They're going to talk about this at those meetings, share this information. We're actually in a comment period right now, so we encourage folks to go to nutrientstrategy.iastate.edu to look at the document, comment on it as well. We're looking for that engagement, and then we hope that down the road that we'll have an opportunity to be able to have some resources for some cost share of some of these practices. We all already do some cost share on cover crops. We started that this fall. Expect some other cost share as time goes on to help implement or at least start some of these practices to a greater degree.
And finally, Bill, is this? Do you think this is going to be enough to appease the EPA and possibly fend off federal regulations down the road?
You know, I guess we'll see. There's no guarantees. I do know that as you look out into Chesapeake Bay and see some of the regulatory efforts out there, there are some within EPA and some in the environmental community that will say that a strictly regulatory approach isn't working all that well in some other places. It's not an easy thing. It certainly wouldn't be an easy thing to do in the whole Mississippi River Basin to be able to look at tens of thousands of farmers and try to regulate them on timing of nitrogen applications and other kinds of things. So I think at least to start with, folks are going to say, let's see what the farmers can do. Let's see if we can engage the producers. And that's our encouragement to engaging farmers to be a part of this. I guess we don't know what the future holds, but I certainly think there's more chance of success if we get tens of thousands of farmers thinking about how we can do a better job than having tens of thousands of farmers thinking how can they get around the regulations. So we're about trying to fix the problem and certainly address it, do a better job. And I think farmers are, so far, have been very interested in engaging.